Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
We thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning to delve into His Word.
感谢主，今晨又召聚我们来到他的面前来倾听他的话语。
So let's turn in our Bible to read some passages in Scripture.
让我们翻开圣经，读几处的圣经。
To start, we'll read the beginning of 1 Timothy.
首先我们读提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 to 2.
提摩太前书第一章第一节到第二节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Now staying in chapter 1, we'll go to verse 18.
我们继续看第一章的第十八节。
This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you,that by them you fight the good fight.
第十八节，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
Verse 19, keeping faith in a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith.
十九节，常存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上。如同船破坏了一般。
Next, we'll turn to chapter 6.
下面我们翻到第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
提摩太前书第六章第十二节，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前。已经做了那美好的见证。
Now, if you can also turn with me to 2 Timothy, we'll once again read the first two verses.
然后我们翻到提摩太后书第一章的前两节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To Timothy, my beloved son,Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
And we'll turn to chapter 4 and we'll read verses 6 to 8.
我们翻到提摩太后书第四章，我们从第六节读到第八节。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
我现在被交奠我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已打过了，当跑的路我已跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主前有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you that there is indeed power in your word.
父，我们感谢你，你的话中着实有能力。
And even in this age, you have a word to share with us.
尽管在这样的年代，你仍有话语要向我们诉说。
So we pray that this morning that you may indeed speak to each of us personally.
所以主，在今晨，愿你向我们每一个人里面说话。
That everyone sitting here and everyone listening online may be able to touch heaven through your word.
愿每一个在会所的和在线上聆听你话语的人都能够听到你从天而来的声音。
So we commit this time to you.
我们把以下的时间交托在你的手中。
And we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name.
我们祷告是奉你爱子圣洁的名 Amen.
Amen. So ever since I got married, people have kept asking me a question.
所以我结婚之后、很多人常常问我这样一个问题。
And surprisingly, it's not about my wife or me.
这个问题不是关乎我或者是关乎我太太的。
No, the question I keep getting is, how is your mom handling all of this now that you're married?
别人问我的问题是你结婚之后你妈是怎么样、怎么来适应的。
I think for my mom, my wedding was the moment she truly saw me that I had grown up.
我想我的婚在我的婚礼上我妈妈实在是看到我长大了。
And it wasn't simply that I had moved out, it was that I was beginning to build a home of my own.
不单单是因为我搬离了家更是因为我开始建立我自己的家庭。
And so in her eyes, it marked the shift.
所以在我们的、眼光当中这个标记开始有点 挪移。
I was no longer her child.
我不再是她的孩子。
Or just her child, I should say. I was no longer just her child.
我不再是仅仅是她的儿子。
But someone stepping into responsibility as a husband.
而且我的身份有了一个新的身份，我也是一家的丈夫。
Someone stepping into a new chapter of life.
我也进入了我生命的新的篇章。
And so when someone asked me how my mom was after I got married, I often tell them this.
所以当别人问我你结婚之后 你妈妈的反应是什么，我常常这样告诉别人。
In those first few weeks of marriage, my mom texted me a lot more often than before.
在我结婚的刚刚结婚的那几个星期里，我妈妈给我发那个短信比以前要多很多。
And those messages weren't short either.
而且那些信息都不是那种短短的信息。
They were full of advice on how to be a better husband to Phoebe.
那些写给我的话里面告诉我如何成为Phoebe 的好丈夫。
There were reminders to take care of myself.
而且也提醒我要照顾好我自己。
And all the motherly wisdom she could fit in a paragraph or two.
那个里面充满了作为一个母亲对孩子的智慧。
And understandably, I knew it wasn't easy for her to watch her son step into this whole new world of marriage.
我想作为母亲来讲，对于她来讲，看着孩子走入这个人生的新篇章不是一件易事。
And so every time my phone buzzed, I knew it was my mom's way of showing her love to me.
所以每次当我的手机响的时候，我就知道，我的妈妈，又来，关心我了。
And it's her way of making sure I would thrive in this new chapter.
这也是她作为母亲盼望我在我人生新篇章里面能够成功的一种方式。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the epistles from Paul to Timothy, we can see the same heart of a parent.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到提摩太前后书的时候，我们可以看到同样的这样的一颗心在保罗的里面。
We know that during Paul's first missionary journey, he had visited Lystra, where Timothy is from.
我们知道在保罗的第一次布道旅行的过程当中，他探访了提摩太。
And most likely, Timothy was part of the many in Lystra who had believed in the Lord.
提摩太是他见到的许多的信主的弟兄当中的一个。
And then Timothy then accompanied Paul for years during his second and third missionary journeys.
后来提摩太跟随保罗进行了保罗的第二次和第三次的布道旅行。
And during this time, Paul became a spiritual father to Timothy.
在这个过程当中，保罗成为了提摩太的属灵的父亲。
Teaching him the things of Christ.
教导他关于基督的事。
And building Timothy up in truth.
在真理当中建造提摩太。
And at one point during the third missionary journey, Paul and Timothy both go to Ephesus.
在第三次保罗的第三次布道旅行当中，保罗和提摩太去了以弗所。
Paul then went on to Macedonia, but he left Timothy behind at Ephesus to confront false teaching.
后来保罗留了提摩太在以弗所去对付那些假的教导。
So in the same way, my mom and I were no longer in one place. Paul could no longer be physically present with Timothy.
所以就好像我现在的处境，我和我的母亲不同在一处。那个时候，保罗和提摩太也不身在一处。
Timothy was the one he calls his true child in the faith, his son.
提摩太是保罗口中所说的 真儿子。
Yet even from a distance, we can see the heart of a father.
所以, 从这里, 我们可以看到, 为父的心,
longing to build up his son and prepare him for the season ahead.
愿意来见到他, 愿意来在人生前面的道路上预备他。
Brothers and sisters, as you read Paul's words to Timothy,
弟兄姊妹, 当我们在这里读到, 保罗向着提摩太的, 言语,
Let us remember this one thing.
让我们记住这样一件事情,
this is not only the voice of an apostle to his spiritual son.
这不仅仅是一个使徒对着他属灵儿子的话语。
This is the word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这是神的话语。
And just as Paul spoke to Timothy as a father figure,
就像保罗向着提摩太作为一个父亲的角色说话。
Let us receive these words with faith, knowing that our Heavenly Father is also using these words to speak to us, His children.
在我们领受这些话语的时候, 让我们作为属灵的儿女来领受父神向我们所说的。
So then what is the burden of the Father's heart?
所以, 父心里的负担到底是什么?
What is Paul charging to Timothy?
保罗想要向提摩太说什么?
What is our Heavenly Father charging to us?
天父想要告诉我们什么?
We find it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18.
我们在提摩太前书的第一章的第十八节里看到。
This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight.
我儿提摩太啊, 我照从前指着你的预言, 将这命令交托你, 叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
And we read it again in chapter 6, verse 12.
所以我们在第六章的第十二节里面又读到,
Fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
你要为真道打那美好的仗, 持定永生, 你为此被召, 也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
And then we also read in 2 Timothy, which is a letter that Paul wrote near the very end of his life.
我们也读到提摩太后书是保罗在他生命, 终结之前所写。
He brings up this theme again, saying, I have fought the good fight.
说到这个美好的仗我已经打过。
Think about the weight of that, brothers and sisters.
让我们来思想。
As Paul considered the final words that he would pass on to his spiritual son, he once again chooses to speak about fighting the good fight.
当保罗在他生命终结之前, 在他托付提摩太的话语当中, 他选择来说, 来打那美好的仗。
So by the Lord's grace, this is the topic of today's sharing.
所以这是我今天要与大家分享的主题。
The Father's charge to us, fight the good fight.
父给我们的托付, 打那美好的仗。
And fight the good fight is a phrase we hear often.
打那美好的仗, 我们常常听到这句话, 打那美好的仗。
But what does it mean?
但是它到底, 是什么意思?
How does one fight the good fight?
一个人怎么去打那美好的仗?
And more importantly for us, are we fighting the good fight ourselves?
更重要的是, 对于我们来说, 我们是否在打那美好的仗?
This morning we will look at the original meaning of the phrase.
今天早上我们来看一看, 这个词语的它的原本的意思。
And then we'll also examine it through the lens of the past, present, and future.
而且我们也要从 过去、现今和将来的角度来看这个问题。
So in Roman times, those who enlisted in the army were required to serve as soldiers over the course of 20 years.
所以在罗马时期, 在军中当兵的人, 要求服役20年。
And fight the good fight was actually a common Greco-Roman expression during that time.
在那个时候, 打那美好的仗是一个常用的习语。
And this phrase could be translated as to be a soldier in the military campaign.
这句话翻译出来就是说, 在一个长久的征战当中, 当兵服役。
So brothers and sisters, the fight does not refer to a single battle.
所以这个征战并不是一场战役。
Rather extends the notion of an entire campaign.
而是一个持久的战争。
And the idea is that those who have served their country valiantly to the end are proven to showcase loyalty.
这就说明从战争的开始到末了，一个士兵能够在这个过程当中表现出他对国家的忠诚。
And that these soldiers have honorable character deserving of praise.
这样的士兵能够得着奖赏。
And another way to translate the word fight is struggle.
另外一个翻译这个战争战斗的词语是挣扎。
In the original Greek, I don't want to butcher this word, in the original Greek, the word aganazomai is used for the word fight.
在希腊原文当中，这个 aganazomai 的意思是挣扎。
And if it's any indication, aganazomai shares the same root word as the English word agony.
所以这个希腊词的原文，就像我们英文说的那个 agony, 是 agony 的这个字根，也就是讲到这个挣扎痛苦。
And so the connotation of this word is that it is a great struggle that demands our full attention.
所以这个词的意思是人专注的来面对这个挣扎。
So I'll try to use an example to illustrate that.
所以我在这里用一个例子来作为解释。
When I was growing up, I would look forward to field days.
当我在我成长的过程当中，我总是对这个田径运动会非常感兴趣。
And so for those who do not know what a field day is, it's basically when a day where the school hosts these fun outdoor activities.
如果有人不知道什么是田径运动会，就是学校在这一日会组织很多的这个户外活动。
And students can participate in these various physical activities and games, and you sometimes get these prizes at the end.
在这些活动当中，学生可以根据他们自己的爱好参加各样的体育竞赛，然后拿到奖品。
And in my case, the prize was often a pizza party for the winners.
对于我来讲，总是得胜之后的这个吃披萨的这个 party。
And so you knew that the competition would be very fierce.
所以你知道这个比赛是非常非常激烈的。
And there was one game that was often used to determine the winner of the pizza party.
总有一个比赛，常常用这样的一个比赛来决定谁能去参加那个吃披萨的 party.
And that game was tug of war.
那个比赛就是拔河。
And tug of war, of course, you have two teams pulling at opposite ends of a rope, trying to pull the other team across the center line.
拔河比赛就是两个队各拉绳子的一端，试图将另外一端打败。
And those who have played tug of war before know that it is an exhausting experience.
那些参加过拔河比赛的人知道，拔河比赛是非常非常费力气的。
Not only do you need to pull with all your strength.
不但你需要用尽你所有的力气来往你的这一面拉。
You also need endurance to keep pulling without tiring out.
而且你还需要有这样子的耐力，让你在长久的这样拉的过程当中，不至于耗尽你所有的力气。
So teams have to stay focused and encourage each other to keep pulling.
所以每一个队中的队员必须要专注，而且鼓励彼此来一直坚持到这个比赛的最后。
And no one can let go of the rope at any moment.
任何人不能够在这个拔河比赛当中泄气。
Because the moment you do, the other team will take advantage and pull you towards them, winning the game.
因为一旦你泄气，另外一个队伍就会趁机来取胜。
So this is an illustration of agonizomai.
所以这是作为这个痛苦挣扎的一个解释，一个比喻。
We need to fully commit to contending lest we lose.
我们必须全力的专注，否则我们就要失败。
But brothers and sisters, who is this fight against?
那么弟兄姊妹，我们所面对的这个敌人到底是谁？
What warfare are we to be engaged in?
我们是在怎样的征战当中？
Paul tells us clearly in Ephesians chapter 6, which the younger ones actually read this morning also.
保罗在以弗所书的第六章当中为我们解释，也是我们年轻人今天早上查经的经文。
Verse 12 says, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
以弗所书第六章第十二节说到，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
In Ephesus, Timothy had to battle against false teachings and ungodliness.
在以弗所，保罗必须来面对那个假的教训和错误的教导。
It is no different for us today.
在今日，我们所面对的也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, are we truly aware that each day the enemy is seeking to thwart God's work?
弟兄姊妹，我们是否意识到每一日这个仇敌都要来破坏神的话语？
And we are God's workmanship.
我们是神手中的工作。
The individual components who play a role in God's ultimate purpose.
我们每一个作为神工作的一部分都与神最终的旨意有关。
And we are to make a conscious effort to follow God's will.
我们必须要有意识的来寻求这个神的旨意。
To resist temptation.
来抵挡试探。
To stand firm against false teachings.
在错误的教导当中，我们能够站住我们的地位。
And maintain a strong, unwavering faith.
来坚守我们这个毫不动摇的信心。
And sometimes we have an acute sense that the enemy is attacking us.
有的时候我们会非常明显的感觉仇敌的攻击。
And thank the Lord, in those moments we make the conscious choice to fight back.
感谢主，那个时候圣灵提醒我们，我们就会还击。
But if we go back to the tug of war example,
但是如果我们回头想我们刚才所说的拔河的这个比喻。
We often grow proud or complacent when we pull the rope slightly in our direction.
我们有的时候当这个绳子有一点点朝我们这边的时候，我们里面有骄傲，有松懈。
And then we briefly let go of the rope.
很短暂的一个时间，我们就稍稍的松了一口气。
And that's when the enemy pulls so strongly that we sometimes fall on our face.
这就是仇敌来攻击我们的时候。
And then we wonder, how is it that we don't seem to be growing spiritually?
我们有的时候在想，我们在属灵的，我们的属灵生命为什么没有成长？
And how sometimes we seem to even be falling backwards.
甚至有的时候我们属灵的生命状况有倒退。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that fighting the good fight of faith is something we have to do our whole lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白这个打那美好的仗是我们一生的事。
It is something that requires our full attention and our full contention.
它要求我们持续的专注和忍耐。
And when we do this, then great is that reward that awaits us for those who are faithful to serve our Lord.
当我们这样做的时候，我们看见的是神为我们预备的奖赏。
So,Using the verses in Timothy, we'll now take a look at what fighting the good fight entails from the lens of the past, present, and future.
下面我们就从过去、现在、将来的角度来看打那美好的仗。
We once again go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18.
我们再回到提摩太前书的第一章的第十八节。
This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son,in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight.
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
So notice this particular phrase, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you.
看到这里的一段话是照着从前指着你的预言。
So from this we can gather that there are prophecies made about Timothy and his ministry in the body of Christ.
所以在这里我们知道 有对着提摩太的侍奉的这样子的预言。
Now the Bible doesn't explicitly state what those prophecies are.
这个圣经没有明确的说这些预言到底是什么。
But we know that they align with Timothy's fight against the ungodliness at Ephesus.
但是我们知道这与提摩太来对付那些错谬的教导是有关的。
For him to be a defender of truth in the face of false teaching.
好叫他成为这个真道的持守者。
Today's world often associates prophesying with predicting the future.
今天当我们说到这个预言的时候，我们常常说到预见将来要发生的事。
But when we look at biblical prophecy, we know that it is about bringing God's truth to man.
当我们看到圣经里面所说的这个预言的时候，我们知道圣经里面预言的意思是将神的真道、神的真理带到人的面前。
1 Corinthians 14 tells us that the result of prophesying should be that all may learn and all may be exhorted.
哥林多前书里面说到，这个讲预言是能够让众人明白道理，能够让众人得到劝勉。
And God has a purpose for Timothy.
神对提摩太有这样的一个旨意。
And Paul wants Timothy to grasp onto this truth so he can be encouraged as he fights the good fight.
保罗想让提摩太抓住这样的神的旨意，好让他能够打那美好的仗。
There's a well-known book called Man's Search for Meaning, written by Viktor Frankl.
有一本书是 Viktor Frankl 写的，书名叫做《寻求生命的意义》。
And the book is an autobiographical account of his time as a Jewish prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II.
这本书是一本关于他的自传，关于他作为犹太人在纳粹集中营里面的经历。
And at the camp, Frankl endured and witnessed unimaginable brutality and dehumanization.
在这个集中营当中，这位作者他经历了惨不忍睹的这个折磨和痛苦。
And so one of the most enduring insights from the book comes from how he observed some prisoners and how they managed to persevere despite the suffering.
这本书里写到他根据他的观察，那一些胜过的人是如何战胜这样子的苦境的。
So there's a very famous quote in the book where he says, those who have a why to live can bear almost any how.
所以这本书里面有一句名言说到，人如果知道生命的意义是什么，他就能够忍受生命当中所有的苦境和难处。
In other words, when we are in the midst of hardship,
当我们在我们的生命当中遇到难处的时候，
anchoring ourselves to our deeper purpose, our why, can give us the strength to keep moving forward.
如果我们把我们如果我们来深寻我们的目的，那么对于我们来战胜这个困难是有益处的。
Brothers and sisters, Frankl observed perseverance in physical suffering.
弟兄姊妹 ，Frankl 他见证了这个在身体战胜身体上的折磨的这样子的见证。
But the same principle applies in how we endure spiritual struggle.
但是同样的道理也可以应用在我们来胜过这个属灵的困境之上。
Do we hold on to God's truth and His purpose for us in our daily living?
在我们日常的生活当中，我们是否持守神的旨意？
Because this is crucial for us when we fight the good fight.
因为对于我们来说，这是对于我们打那美好的仗非常关键的。
Consider these verses in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
在以弗所书第一章第三到四节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主基督耶稣的父神，他在基督耶稣里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Before the world was created.
在创世之前。
Before we ever even came to existence.
在我们来到这个世界以前。
God had already chosen us to be holy and blameless before him.
主已经拣选了我们，让我们在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
We have a personal responsibility for living out a sanctified life because of God's sovereign choosing.
因为主这样圣洁的拣选，所以我们有责任来活出神所要的这样子的生命。
Or consider the passage in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
我们来看一下彼得前书第四章。
Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。
Our Lord Jesus came to this world and took on flesh.
我们的主来到这个世上，取了人的形象。
Then he endured suffering for our salvation.
他为着我们的缘故，忍受了那十字架上的痛苦。
And because of his sacrifice, we have been set free to choose to live for the will of God instead of the lust of men.
因为主所为我们牺牲的，我们在这地存活的时候，当顺着主的旨意，而不是顺着人的情欲。
Brothers and sisters, let us reflect what guides our decisions and actions every day.
弟兄姊妹，让我们来思想，我们每日生活的指导到底是什么？
Is it His will or our lusts?
是神的旨意，还是我们自己的情欲？
Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
哥林多后书第五章第十四十五节。
14.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人。哥林多后书。
Yeah, chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
原来哥林多后书第五章第十四到第十五节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Verse 15, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Our Lord has paid the ransom for our lives.
主为我们的生命付了赎价。
Do we wake up each morning only considering our needs?
如果我们每日清晨醒来的时候想到的只是我们的所需。
Or do we ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want to use me today?
还是应该我们来到主的面前问主，主啊，今日你要我做些什么？
Brothers and sisters, I cannot overstate how important it is that we reflect on God's truth and purpose for us constantly as we fight the good fight.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在定义打那美好的仗的时候，我实在是要强调，我们每日的生活当中必须要这样子的警醒。
If we look to the Father who is sovereign and the Son who has overcome the world, then we can emerge victorious in the end.
如果你们看到那个坐宝座的王，看到那一位死而复活的主，我们就能够有这样子的力量。
Even as we gather for church this morning, do we reflect on His purpose for us?
当我们今天来到教会，在他的殿中聚集的时候，我们的里面是否在思想他的旨意？
I remember when I was still in high school, I had a lot of difficulty staying focused during the Lord's table.
我记得我在上高中的时候，在擘饼的时候，我非常难来集中我自己的注意力。
I was prone to thinking about other matters and not paying attention to the precious prayers of saints.
在擘饼的时候，我时常开小差，想其他的事情，而忽视弟兄姊妹在灵里的祷告。
And then similarly, there was a period of time where I would stand in the back during communion.
同样的，有一段时间在擘饼的时候，我常常站在聚会的最后。
And I observed that there were brothers and sisters who were on their phones throughout the entire meeting.
从后面我可以看见有一些弟兄姊妹在擘饼的时候在看他们的手机。
And I remember feeling a deep sadness when I saw this.
我记得当我看到这个情形的时候，我的里面非常的伤痛。
Our Lord established his table so that we would remember his sacrifice.
主建立他饼杯的桌，为了让我们纪念他的牺牲。
So that we can proclaim his death until he returns.
所以我们能够宣告他的得胜直到他再来。
So that we can commune intimately with him.
所以我们能够与他有亲密的交通。
Yet when we lose sight of this purpose behind the Lord's table, we also deny ourselves the ability to enter the sweetness of true fellowship with him.
当我们眼目离开这个目的的时候，我们实际上就丧失了享受与他交通的甘甜。
Brothers and sisters, whether we are aware of it or not,
弟兄姊妹，无论我们意识到或者没有意识到，
we are always being tempted, we are always engaged in the spiritual warfare.
我们常常在这个属灵的征战里面。
So let us always consider God's purpose and calling for us in every moment.
所以让我们常常让我们的里面常常想到主的旨意和主向着我们的呼召。
And so this is how fighting the good fight relates to the past.
前面我们讲到了这个打那美好的仗，从我们过去的眼光来看。
So now we'll see how fighting the good fight applies in a present tense in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
那么我们现在从提摩太前书的六章的第十二节来看到，如今打着美好的仗，我们如何来打着美好的仗？
Fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
提摩太前书第六章第十二节，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生，你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
I'd like us to focus on a phrase, take hold of the eternal life.
我想让大家来注意持定永生。
Other versions in English use the word lay hold of.
其他的这个英文的译本说到持守永生。
Now it may seem a bit confusing at first when we read this phrase.
当我们读这一句经文的时候，可能一开始有一点觉得不好理解。
When we believed in the Lord, did we not already receive eternal life?
当我们接受主基督耶稣的时候，难道我们不是已经有了永生吗？
Make no mistake, brothers and sisters. Paul is writing to Timothy, someone who is already saved because he has already believed.
这里我们知道，保罗写这封书信给提摩太，提摩太是已经得着救恩，信了主的。
And so when Paul says to take hold of the eternal life, he does not mean to earn eternal life.
所以保罗在这里说到持定永生，并不是说赚得永生。
Nor is he saying that we are at risk of losing eternal life if we do not grab it.
保罗在这里说的也不是，如果我们不抓紧这个永生，我们就会失去。
Because our Lord has already plainly stated, he who believes has eternal life.
因为主已经应许在信的人里面有永生。
Rather, taking hold of the eternal life means to live in the reality of the eternal life that God has already given to us.
持定永生的意思是说， 在我们的日常生活当中活出这个永生的实际。
It means to behave as someone who has eternity in view.
是说我们在我们的日常生活中行出来的，好像我们是里面有永生的人。
Consider what Paul writes a few verses after urging Timothy to take hold of the eternal life.
我们来看保罗，在这个，说到实际永生之后所说的。
In verse 17 in chapter 6, he says, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy."
提摩太前书第六章。第十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Verse 18, instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
19, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed.
为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Those who care about worldly riches fail to understand that material possessions are temporary.
那些看重世上钱财的人，他们忽视了世上的财富只是暂时的。
Rather, rich works are what contain eternal value.
只有在神里面的工作有那永远意义。
And one who takes hold of the eternal life seeks to store up treasures in heaven, not on earth.
持定永生的人是持定那在天上的财富，而不是在地的。
Therefore, Paul makes it clear that what we do in this life directly affects the quality of our eternal experience.
所以保罗在这里说到，我们在这个地上所过的生命影响到我们在天上的生命。
Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them."
以弗所书第二章第十节说到，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备我们行的。
It's interesting when it pertains to good works, Paul says that we walk in them.
在这个地方保罗说到这个为善的时候，他说到行出他的工作，他的善。
And walking is an active verb, one that involves ongoing, deliberate action, just like fighting the good fight.
这个行说到这个持续的这样的一个动作和打那美好的仗是一个意义。
And if we refuse to walk, we remain stationary and make no progress.
如果我们不是这样有意识的这样子的行进，只是静止在那里的话，我们就没有长进。
But thanks be to God, He has already prepared these good works for us.
但是感谢神，他已经为我们预备了这样美好的工作，这样的善功。
And he's inviting us to walk in them so that step by step you may draw nearer to his heart.
所以他邀请我们行在其中。
A similar notion to taking hold of the eternal life can be found in Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书当中，我们也可以来看到这个持定永生。
Paul writes in verse 12 and 13, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure."
腓立比书第二章第
Chapter 2, 12 and 13, right? Yeah, second half of verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Again, this does not speak of working to earn salvation.
我再强调，这里说到的并不是说我们靠着我们的行为来挣得我们的救恩。
But to live out the effect of salvation in our lives.
而是在我们的生命当中活出有救恩的光景。
I once heard someone say, "We work out the salvation the Lord worked for."
我有一次听到人说，我们应当活出神在我们里面做成的那个善功。
Or another way to look at this, the Lord worked in our salvation, and now we are to work it out.
所以也可以理解成神在我们的里面做成了那个善的工作，如今是我们的责任把这个善来活出来。
Do our external actions match up with this new life within us?
我们外面的行为是否与我们里面的这个救恩相称？
Because what a shame it would be.Someone who is saved lives a life that is indistinguishable from one who is unsaved.
试想，如果一个得救的人，他外面却没有与此相配的得救的行为，那是何等的可惜。
James says, "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead."
就像在雅各书里面说到的，没有灵魂的身体是死的。没有行为的信心也是死的。
And so as I was reflecting on how to fight the good fight, the Lord also impressed on my heart the topic of spiritual gifts.
当我在思想如何来打那美好的仗的时候，神也在我的里面来提醒，从神而来的恩赐。
Now we know the church is not a physical, building or religious organization.
我们知道教会并不是一个物质的建筑或者是一个世上的组织。
The church is the living organism.
教会是一个活的身体。
And it is the body of Christ.
是基督的身体。
And 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that we are all members of the body.
哥林多前书的第十二章说到我们每一个人都是神身体的，都是基督身体的一部分。
And what is our responsibility as members of the body?
那么作为肢体，我们的责任在哪里？
1 Peter 4 verse 10 says, As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
彼得前书第四章第十节说到，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，好做神百般恩赐的好管家。
We know that in earthly battles, there are foot soldiers, there are medics, technicians, pilots, and many more.
我们知道在这个世界上面的战争里面有各样的士兵。
And each of them fulfills a vital role.
每一个士兵在的每一个岗位都是至关重要。
And so spiritual warfare is fought through the diverse gifts that each of us bring to the field.
属灵的征战关乎于我们每一个人将我们所有的带到这个战场上。
Brothers and sisters, are we utilizing these God-given spiritual gifts to build up the body?
弟兄姊妹，我们是否使用了神所赐给我们的恩赐来建造主的身体？
When I look at today's church, it seems that a majority of Christians fall into two camps.
当我看到如今的这个世界上教会的光景。神的儿女分为两类。
And one camp over-dramatizes gifts and uses them to draw attention to man instead of God through spectacles and fanfare.
一部分人过分的强调这个属灵的恩赐，将人的关注点带到人的身上。
And they also push forth this notion that certain gifts seem to be more important than others.
而且也有这样子的观点，认为一类的恩赐比另一类的恩赐更加的重要。
The other camp neglects spiritual gifts.
另外的一部分呢，就是忽略属灵的恩赐。
It could be because of fear or laziness or a sense of unworthiness.
这个忽略可能来自于害怕，来自于里面的不自信。
These hinder the work of the Holy Spirit and prevents the church from benefiting.
这所有的一切都是主来了圣灵的工作，也对教会的建造无益。
Both extremes are the work of the enemy seeking to obstruct the building up of the church.
上面我说的这两种极端都是仇敌用来毁坏教会的。
But brothers and sisters, let us not forget the purpose of our gifts.
弟兄姊妹，让我们不要忘记我们属灵恩赐的意义。
We just read 1 Peter chapter 4, where it says in verse 10 that each of us have a gift.
就像我们刚才所读到彼得前书里面说到的，我们每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
And verse 11 immediately follows this, saying, "Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking actual words of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ." To whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
十一节里面继续讲到说，若有讲道的，要按着神圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因基督耶稣得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Are we actively using the gifts God has given to us to serve the body of Christ and to bring God glory?
我们是否在常常使用神所赐给我们的恩赐来服侍主的身体，来荣耀主？
When I was in college, I had attended this large church where the service lasted only an hour.
我上大学的时候去过一个教会，整个的这个主日的敬拜只有一个小时。
And then afterwards, everybody immediately went their separate ways back home.
结束了之后，所有的弟兄姊妹就各回各家。
And I wasn't able to build relationships with other believers, nor did I serve in any meaningful capacity.
所以在那个聚会当中，我没有机会与弟兄姊妹交通，也更是没有机会来服侍主。
And looking back, I don't think it's a coincidence that this was a season when I felt the most spiritually low in my life.
当我回想的时候，我发现这并不是说我遇见那个教会是因为我在我属灵的光景当中比较低落的时候。
So let us remember Paul's reminder to Timothy to not neglect the spiritual gift within us.
在这里让我们记住保罗对提摩太所说的，不要忽略我们属灵的恩赐。
Using our gifts to serve the Lord and His church strengthens our faith.
运用我们属灵的恩赐来建造教会。
It builds up the body. It helps fulfill God's purpose.
来建造教会，好叫神的旨意得成就。
And these are all essential parts of fighting the good fight.
这些都是打那美好仗的核心。
And now we will look at what fighting the good fight and how it relates to the future.
现在我们从这个未来的眼光来看如何打那美好的仗。
In 2 Timothy 4, we see Paul's last words to his spiritual son.
在提摩太后书里面，我们看到保罗在最后对他属灵儿子提摩太的话。
It says verse 6, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come."
提摩太后书第四章第六节。我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我也守住了。
And in the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing.
从今以后有公义的冠冕。为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Brothers and sisters, we fight the good fight because of what the future holds.
弟兄姊妹，我们之所以打那美好的战，是因为那将来为我们预备的。
Paul knew what lay at the end of his journey and longed to receive it.
保罗知道。在他的路中为他所预备的。
And now his time has come to meet the Lord.
如今这个时候到了，到了他要见主的时候。
But before he does so, he wants Timothy and all of us to know that we can obtain the same end result.
在他见主之前， 他告诉提摩太，也告诉我们所有的人。
What a triumphant declaration Paul makes.
在那个路中有神的奖赏为我们存留，这是何等的宣告。
He says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
他说，那美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽。
Do we desire to one day proclaim the same thing when our time comes?
当我们见主的那日来到的时候，我们是否也愿意能和保罗有这样一样的宣告？
In warfare, there will be some loss to some degree.
在战争当中总会有伤亡。
But thank the Lord that the reward far outweighs any loss that we may incur.The reward outweighs the loss.
但是我们最终所要得着的远远的超过了我们所要经历的。
2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 says, Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Are you feeling weary on this journey of faith?
当你在这个你在信心的路上有觉得艰难吗？
Are you afraid of what obedience might cost you?
你担心害怕你的顺服所要让你所付出的吗？
Then lift your eyes to the eternal reward.
如果你有这样子的担心，你把眼目扬起来看那最终的奖赏。
A few weeks ago, I stood in Central Park watching the final stretch of the New York City Marathon.
几个星期之前，我在中央公园看这个纽约马拉松的最后的这一段。
And one runner left a very lasting impression on me.
有一个跑者给我留下了极深的印象。
There was a woman who was clearly injured, and she was making her way toward the finish line on crutches.
有一个跑者女性，她很明显的是受了伤，拄着拐杖来冲向终点。
And besides her was someone who I don't know if it was a trainer or something, but he was speaking words of encouragement to her as she pushed forward while the crowd was cheering loudly for her.
在他的旁边有一个人，我不知道是不是他的教练，一直用话语来激励他，和周围围观的人一起来鼓励他走向终点。
So I don't know when in the race her injury occurred.
我不知道他在这个马拉松赛程的哪一个地方受了伤。
But I do know she had about 1,000 meters left to go.
但是我知道他还有1000多米的路程要完成。
And she was exhausted.
他看起来已经精疲力竭。
And she was in pain.
而且他明显的可以看到他非常的疼痛。
Yet her gaze stayed fixed on that finish line.
但是他的眼睛所注视的是终点。
And step by painful step, she kept moving.
每一步都非常的痛苦，但是他仍旧向前。
Until she faded from my view where the finish line was.
直到他的身影从我的目光当中消失在那个终点线上。
Brothers and sisters, are our sights set on the finish line?
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼目是否放在那个终点之上？
We know that one day we'll have to give account to the Lord.
我们知道有一天我们必须在神的面前交账。
2 Corinthians 5 says, Therefore we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him.
哥林多后书第五章 第九节说到，所以 第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Yes, sister just read verse 10 also. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in a body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And so when the Lord returns, will we, like Paul, love his appearing?
所以当主再来的时候，我们是否会像保罗一样爱慕他的显现？
Or will we feel fear and regret knowing that we were not faithful soldiers?
或者我们会感到担心害怕，因为我们不是那个忠实的士兵。
May God have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
That we would awaken from our complacent slumber and fight the good fight to the end.
愿我们从我们的松懈当中醒过来，打那美好的仗。
1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says, Beloved, now we are children of God, and has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
约翰一书第三章第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必像他，因为必得见他的真体。
What a future to look forward to, brothers and sisters.
这是何等的一个未来的景象。
At the end of the good fight, we will be like him when he appears, and he will personally give us our reward.
在我们的路中，我们要像他，我们要从他的手中接过他给我们预备的奖赏。
Should that not be the deepest longing of our heart?
难道这不当成为我们里面最深的渴慕吗？
So to conclude, I'd like to quote the last verse from the hymn we sang earlier.
作为结束，我想用刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
The last verse of I Dare Not Be Defeated, written by Margaret Barber, someone who had fought the good fight.
刚才所唱的这个何淑恩教师的这首诗歌，我不敢稍有失败。
I dare not be defeated just at the set of sun when Jesus waits to whisper, Well done, beloved, well done.
那首诗歌唱到都完成了。
Sorry, I didn't have that in book. Come, Lord, bend from the glory, on me thy spirit cast, make me an overcomer, a victor to the last. Verse 4.
诗歌的这个第四节里面唱到，我不敢稍微失败，当此日夕时沉，因为我主正等候，要说好我仆人，求主今日从天上重新赐我能力，使我做个得胜者，得胜一直到底。
And just like the refrain of that song says, a victor because of Calvary,Make me an overcomer, a conqueror, Lord in thee.
就像这首诗歌的副歌里面所唱的，得胜得胜者都因着骷髅地，使我做个得胜者，因着你能得胜。
Brothers and sisters, we are called to fight the good fight.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙召来打那美好的仗。
From the past to the present to the future.
从过去到现在，直到将来。
From salvation to sanctification to glorification.
从得救到成圣到得荣耀。
The warfare may be long and a struggle may be fierce.
这个征战也许会非常的残酷，非常的激烈。
But what joy we'll have at the finish line.
但是在路中的时候，我们将有何等的喜乐。
So may the Lord encourage us to one day also declare, I have fought the good fight.
所以求主让我们有一日在那路中的时候，我们也可以宣称，那当跑的路我已跑尽。
And may we proclaim this knowing with full certainty that our reward awaits us.
让我们里面心有确据的知道主的奖赏在等着我们。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your sufficient grace towards us.
主，我们感谢你，感谢你够用的恩典。
Indeed, in you we can be more than conquerors.
是的，主，在你的里面，我们能够得胜再得胜。
You ask for a simple faith and a willing heart.
你所向我们要的只是那个简单的信心和一颗顺服的心。
So just as our brother Stephen Kahn once shared, Lord, let us be able to say, Lord, I am willing to be willing.
主啊，就让我们的里面愿意像我们的张弟兄所说的，你让我愿意。
That each of us would be willing to fight this good fight of faith.
让我们每一个人都愿意来打那美好的仗。
That we will be willing to fight until we see you again and you tell us, well done, beloved, well done.
让我们愿意打那美好的仗，直到你再来，直到你说好仆人。
To you be all the glory, Lord.
愿所有的荣耀都归于你。
We pray this in your most holy and precious name.
我们祷告是奉你最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.